Service Project's theme this summer was Apostello, Life on Purpose, and it was based on the scripture passage that was just read. The Greek word apostello means to send an agent forth. We are all sent, on big adventures and small tasks, on journeys and on short strolls. We all have a purpose, God has a plan, and we are sent by Him to love and serve. Appalachia Service Project is a home repair ministry in the Appalachian Mountains, and each summer they host thousands of teenagers for their high school mission trips. These teens, along with a few adult leaders, strive to make homes warmer, safer, and drier. More importantly, these teens develop relationships with the families they serve, with one another, and with their church families. As Tex Evans, the founder of ASP, once said, "This is a relational ministry with a little construction on the side." We were supposed to go to Kentucky in June, but postponed our trip and ended up in Morgan County, Tennessee, at the beginning of July. The circumstances that led to the trip being postponed were hard for all of us, but I feel like we were truly meant to be in Tennessee a few weeks ago. It was a very meaningful week. As I said, Apostello was the theme this year. It was used to describe how God sent Jesus to the world, and in turn, Jesus sends us. We were sent to Morgan County, Tennessee, some of us beyond our comfort zones. We were sent to love those around us and to love one another. We were sent to live lives on purpose. The family that my crew served was wonderful. The wife's name was Trish, and she was very easy to talk to. At the very beginning of the week, a student had shared with me that there was an emptiness this year, and that she felt like sometimes she went to ASP to not to give, but to get. That same day, I was talking to Trish. Trish told me that her husband, Curly, was sick. She felt that he wanted to get as much done on the house as he could before something happened and he was no longer able to do anything on the house. She said that he works better when there are people there to help him, people like us. Curly didn't really need help. He knew how to do the work that needed to be done, and honestly, he did most of it while we were there. But he liked to know that there were people who would help him. Trish said that we were sent there for a reason. She actually used those words. The youth on this trip, and the adults too, were sent to Tennessee at the beginning of this month. The youth did things teens don't always do. They gave up a week of their summer when they could be hanging out with friends, going to the pool, and just relaxing, to dig holes, haul gravel, put in new floors, build porches, and much more. These teens took time to talk to and get to know the families that they were serving, to form relationships with Appalachian people of all ages. We are all sent. We may not always be sent to the mountains, although that would be nice. In fact, we may not be sent on a mission trip, but we are all sent each year, each month, each day, each hour. We are sent to love and serve and give grace to those around us, not just to those who can repay us with the same, but to everyone around us. I would like for us to look to these teens as examples of how we should live our life in the way of Jesus, as sent people. I would like to thank all of those that were there with me on this journey of ASP 2014. It was an awesome week with amazing people. Now I would like you to hear from Karen Greenwalt, Isaac Rojensky, and Allie Gorvette, three members of our ASP team this year. After they are done sharing their stories, there will be a video so you can see some pictures of our experiences in Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Karen Greenwalt. I'm going to be, a freshman at Hoffman Estates High School. And this is my first year going on ASP, and if I'm being 100% honest, I wasn't looking forward to going all that much. Like, spending 7 hours a day working on a house, that's not really my thing. I also have a deathly fear of snakes, and I've been told many stories about snakes on ASP, and luckily, I didn't really see one, but one of my crew members did, and I was cowering in terror, but it was a garter snake, so that's okay. Also, I was going to be away from home for a week, which meant no couch and no Netflix. So I didn't really know what to expect. But of course, I went anyway. Now, I knew what I was doing was a good thing, and this is what God wants me to do. I just wasn't really all that excited to go. On my crew, there was Marshall, Marianne, Susan, Colleen, and Danny. I got to the center, and I was still a little bit iffy about it all, and I was just thinking, it's okay, I'll get through the week, whatever. We got to our house on Monday morning, and I walk in, and I meet the family. There's the cutest 5-year-old boy named Tanner, and when he first tried to talk to him, he responds by sticking his tongue out at you. That same little boy, by the end of the week, was calling me mommy, bear-hugging me, and telling me not to leave. There was also Jeremiah, a 10-year-old boy, who wanted to help us out so much that by the end of the first day, he had his shirt off and a hammer in his hand. There's also Caitlin, a 13-year-old girl, who most people would look at her and think she's just a girl with a disability, but she was the sweetest girl ever. She had the best sense of humor. She just wanted to laugh and smile and talk to you. She was amazing. And then, last but not least, there's Jacob, a 14-year-old boy. And he... Hi, Dad. So he was really nice. So he gave me this bracelet at the end of the week that he had made me, and it was really pretty. I'm not wearing it today, which some people are going to be very disappointed in me that I'm not, but it comes off really easily, and I didn't want to lose it because it's so special to me. And so he helped us out a lot on the house. He was always wherever we were, whether we were working on the house, eating lunch, or hanging out in the living room, just chilling on the porch. And then there was also Curly and Trish, the house owners. And Trish was so funny. She was always cracking jokes about her husband and was super sweet. She always made sure we were doing all right and kept to make sure that the kids were okay and made sure that they weren't bothering us too much. And they never were. The amazing and unforgettable Curly. He hopped right in, and I promise you guys, I'm pretty sure he did more work than me. The first day we arrived at the site, we walked into the room that we were supposed to work on, which had absolutely no floor, just some exposed joists and a few planks to walk on. And then there was Curly putting in nails, taking measurements along with Marshall. Meanwhile, everyone else was just kind of awkwardly standing there, really confused. I looked over to Marianne like, what the heck is going on? And she just looks at me and says, Karen, this is not normal. So Curly made my job really easy. All week we were wondering, why is he helping us out so much? Most ASB homeowners aren't like this. We figured he just wanted to be the man of the house and fix what he owned. And then one day, Marianne was on the porch talking to Trish, and Trish said that she thinks Curly is sick and he's not telling her, so he wants to do as much as he can while he's still able to. Trish said that's why we're here. He couldn't do this all alone. That really meant a lot to us as a crew, especially one of my crew members who was struggling to figure out why she was there, working with a homeowner who didn't know how to, who knew how to do so much more than we did. She felt like she was getting more out of the experience than she was putting into it. So once she heard Trish say that, she knew that she was helping in ways greater than just putting in a new floor. She felt that we were there to help him finish what he couldn't get done on his own. If I'm being 100% honest, I'm definitely looking forward to going next year and working for 7 hours on a house, even though I'll miss my Netflix. I know this is what I was called to do.
Good morning. My name is Isaac Rudensky. I have been on ASP the past 4 years, but this year was different. It was still a wonderful ASP experience, but at the same time, this year ASP was not as enjoyable for me at times. Now, I love ASP. I love everything about it, from the work we do, to bonding with your crew, to hanging out at the center. I even love the showers, because there's nothing that feels better at the end of the workday than taking a shower and getting clean. I was a little bit disappointed this year, because the owners of the trailer that I was working on were not yet living in it, and so there wasn't a chance, really, for me to get to know them. In the 4 years that I've gone, I really only have talked to my family and gotten to know them 1 year, my second year, 2 years ago. And they were a bit of an odd family, especially the 14-year-old boy, Russell Firecracker Kraft. And he was interesting. But that was 2 years ago, and this year was different. I said it a lot. I heard a lot of other people say it. This year's ASP, it kind of sucked. It was missing a big part. So my mom plans the ASP trip, and so I've grown up looking forward to the trip. Even before we went together for the first time, Marcus and I would bug my mom to let us be on the same crew together. And for whatever reason, this year she relented. She put us on the same crew. And Marcus and I were ecstatic to learn that we would be on the same crew together. It was awesome. The 2 days after the final ASP meeting were by far the worst days of my life, and I'm sure many people here would agree with me. All I could think of during that time was that Marcus wasn't allowed to leave, because he had to go on ASP with me. I kept repeating in my head over and over again, like you could hear me, that no, you're not allowed to leave me. You have to go on ASP with me. But he left. And initially, I told my mom that there was absolutely zero chance that I would go on ASP. I told her that it would hurt too much, that I wouldn't have been able to do it. She eventually convinced me to agree to go by telling me that the Hill family wanted me to go. They would want all of us to go on the trip. And so I agreed to go, but I told her that if I were to go, she had to take the crew that I had and split everyone up, because I wouldn't have been able to do it. None of us would have been able to do it, looking at each other, knowing that Marcus was supposed to be on our crew. And ASP did hurt this year. It hurt a lot. But it also helped, because I knew I was exactly where Marcus wanted me to be, exactly where he would have been if he could. And my crew this year was great. We were led by Jeff Greenwald and Michelle Hill. I was the only youth who had been on the trip before, and so I was the junior leader. The other youth with me were Justin Edwards, Kelsey Warford, and Vanessa Benia. Our project was twofold, involving a porch railing and a flooring inside. So for most of the week, Justin and I were outside, first digging post holes, and then putting up the porch railing, and Vanessa and Kelsey were inside working on the floor. And the adults were running around giving us all supervision. Being ASP, there were plenty of humorous moments, plenty of emotional moments, and plenty of, oh no, I really, really screwed that up moments. Most of the humorous moments revolved around Justin's fear of bees and wasps, which, as anyone who's been on the trip knows, they are plentiful in Appalachia. The worst happened when Justin would be drinking Gatorade and get scared by a bee, because he would, without fail, manage to soak me, and only me, with Gatorade. In terms of, oh no, I messed up moments, thankfully this year my crew didn't have any injuries. However, we did have a few construction miscues, such as when I was getting frustrated trying to level a piece of cement called a cap lock. I was trying to level it at the bottom of a post hole, and it wouldn't get level. And so I took the 4x4 that was supposed to go on top of the cap lock, lifted it up, and slammed it down onto the cap lock, which snapped the cap lock in half. Not good. And then another construction miscue was when I was putting the last spindle into the gate that we were for the porch railing, and I was putting a screw into a spindle, and I asked Justin, hey Justin, come over here and could you push on this so I can put the screw in? He came over and pushed on it, and the entire gate bent about 8 inches. That's when I realized that I am not a professional carpenter. There seems to be an overabundance of emotional moments this year. Most of us who went thought about Marcus constantly, but it was still ASP. It was still enjoyable, still meant a lot to the families we helped, and still somehow meant even more to the volunteers. It hurt, just like I thought it would. But also in a strange way, it helps, because I was doing something Marcus loved to do and honoring him by doing it. It was ASP, but it also felt so different this year. Before the trip, I was set on not going so that I could avoid the pain. But I'm incredibly thankful that I went, because ASP is always wonderful, always a blessing, always a spiritual high point in my year. I just wish that I had had Marcus on my crew to share the week with me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Allie Gorbat. This was my fourth year on ASP. It was my first year as an adult leader. I had the privilege of being on a crew with Paul, Hannah, Shelby, and Ellie. And on Sunday night, the first night we were there, Paul and Shelby went to visit the house we would be working on for the week. They came back, told us that we definitely had our work cut out for us. Paul explained all the things that we would be getting done this week and all the stuff that the future crews would fix as well. I remember just thinking, there's no way that's all going to get done. Now, our church was week five, but for this particular house, we were week one. They were originally a house that ASP staffers had said no to because they had too much work to be done. But when they had too many houses requesting for just a room to be painted or something simpler, they needed to go door to door and find families that needed more work done. That's when they decided Beverly's house would be a good fit. Now, when the staff told me that, I was actually kind of upset. If the house needed that much work done, why start on week five when there were only 2 weeks after us? I couldn't figure it out, and it really bothered me throughout the rest of that week. When I walked into Beverly's house, I finally realized why the staff had said it was too much work. The front door frame was rotted away, along with the support, so the floor was uneven. There were holes in the kitchen. Their porches were not very stable and had broken off pieces, and their plumbing wasn't working, and there was plenty more to be fixed. The corner of the bedroom was completely rotted, and you could see to the dirt under the trailer. We actually had to tear up the entire floor because there were multiple places the floor had rotted away. Not only had the floor rotted away, but all the insulation was missing. So that's where we started. Hannah and I cautiously volunteered to be the ones to go under the trailer. We both offered because, one, we knew the other girls weren't so sure of it, and two, what's an ASP trip without going under a trailer? So Hannah and I had stapled up black plastic to make sure that the insulation wouldn't be taken by animals again. In this process, Hannah and I had some issues with the staple guns. Hannah had calmly stapled the middle of her palm by accident and acted like nothing had even happened, while I was freaking out, and it wasn't even my hand. That was only day two, just so you know. And that meant we had 3 more days to go without someone else getting hurt. And the day before, I had fallen through the back porch. So we were off to a rough start. Through the entire 2 days we had been working on Beverly's house, Beverly had been either in the room with us working or just standing outside the room talking to us. It was almost weird to me because I had never really had a homeowner who was always wanting to talk. And Beverly, well, that's all she really wanted to do. I never had the chance in any of my past ASP trips to actually sit down and just talk to the homeowner, so since I was an adult this year, I decided to take my turn and just chat with her for a little bit. It was weird. It was like we had known each other a long time and were just able to talk about anything. She told me about her family and I shared about mine, and then just about anything we could think of. Throughout the week, she ate lunch with us. She took us up to an Indian cave down the street from her, shared stories, and repeatedly thanked us. Every day I walked into that trailer, I got upset that ASP had started on their house week five. I still couldn't comprehend why they would do that. Well, this year's ASP theme was Apostello, Life on Purpose. Throughout the week, we talked about how God had a purpose for us and the things we did, or things he did, whether we understood it or not. It wasn't until Friday when Hannah and the girls and I were talking about what we would share later that night for our God moment, when Hannah had made me aware of something. She had shared, we were supposed to go on this trip week two, we couldn't. It was not our decision to not go week two. There sadly was nothing we could do about it. When we had rescheduled for week five, we had been put with Beverly and her family. God had a purpose for waiting to start on Beverly's house until week five. It was because we were meant to meet that family, we were meant to be the first crew on that house, and we were meant to be in that place at that time making a difference. Now, that wasn't our whole purpose for life, but clearly that was our purpose for that week. It had finally hit me that it was okay that we were starting on Beverly's house with only 2 weeks after us. God knows what he's doing, and I was going to leave it in God's hands to finish that house. Since that Friday that we have left, I have still been keeping in touch with Beverly. She has talked to me over Facebook and been posting pictures of the other crews at her home now so that we can see what all is getting done at her house. I plan on keeping in touch with Beverly as long as possible because this is the first family I have that chance with. Apicello Life on Purpose finally made sense to me. Everything happens for a reason, and you must learn to trust in God and his choices he makes for you. He had put us in Beverly's home for a reason, but he also put Beverly in my life for a reason. That reason I am still unsure of, but I will come to learn eventually.